All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed Black creatives. I mean, only 7.3% of American fashion designers are Black. So McDonald's is pairing 5 rising Black designers with 5 fashion insiders for career-changing mentorships and the access they deserve. Because we can do better than 7.3. Together, we can change the face of fashion. Follow their journey on Instagram at WeAreGolden.
Statistics sourced from Zipia.com as of 2021.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boos.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How was your weekend?
Lit.
Oh.
So.
One word. Lit. Lit.
It was Juneteenth weekend. Los Angeles officially reopened on the 15th. And yeah, this was the first official weekend outside. So. In Los Angeles, in Leimert Park, there is an annual Juneteenth celebration that goes on where Black people fill the streets. There's vendors, there's music, there's food.
There's art.
There's art.
There's community. Everybody's just gathering.
Gathering.
And doing what needs to be done.
I've always loved Juneteenth celebrations. Back in the day as a child, a young pup, there was one in Berkeley that... I frequently went to. So that happened this weekend. And then also there was UNI Fest at the Crenshaw YMCA where there was more food, more Black people, more music, and art installations. Just beautiful.
Yes, it was an amazing time.
One thing about Black people, we gonna show up and we gonna show out.
We gonna gather, goddamn.
When we gathered.
We gathered. Yeah, it was a great time. It was hot as hell on Saturday. So fucking hot.
It was so hot. Listen, my wash and go just turned into a wash.
Dead.
Dead. A wash and fro.
The wash and no.
The wash and fucking fro. The next day, my hair was shot to hell. I said, okay, now.
No, it was okay. So it was hot during the day. And at night, we went to a little basement party. It felt like
a basement party. It was a full day.
It was a full day. So after we pulled up, Keitra and Amina were DJing in this like low. It was basically a speakeasy, y'all.
It was.
The shit turned into a speakeasy and it was so hot. The air conditioning was not working at this place. Mm-mm. And it was a vibe, you know. It was a good time. It was like one of those things that you're just like, what? You know, look around. Everybody's just dancing, having a good carefree time. But... I was feeling it. I only took like 3 shots. I woke up the next morning like, whoa.
I too had 3 shots. I think.
And I felt it.
3 shots and a White Claw.
Yeah, 3 shots and a White Claw. I think it was that White Claw that set it over.
You think so?
I think that took me to a different place. I said, oh.
You felt that lit?
I felt the next day, I definitely felt like I went out.
Hit by a bus.
I wasn't hit by a bus.
Oh, it was probably because it was a long, full day.
Probably.
Like being out in the sun.
Yeah, and just having those little shots and then a drink. I was like, whoa. So, and then Sunday was Father's Day. I hung out with my stepdad.
I forgot about Sunday. I'm like, Saturday happened.
Yeah, hung out with my stepdad. We took him out for a breakfast. And then I was out in the streets again at Elysian Park, hanging out. More Black people or people of color, everybody. Hanging out on the grass, dancing, drinking wine. Just having a good time, enjoying summer.
Summer has officially started.
It has.
It's really summer now.
And I'm seeing these events pop up. I'm like, this is happening. Prepare yourself. We're going. It's like the good old days. It's feeling like
closet,
the good old-
My closet, like I said last week, needs to be locked and loaded.
I'm itching for a design or something or another. I said, okay, it's time. It's eating me alive.
Not the eating alive.
It's eating me alive. I need a little something, something. But I'm just ready to get back into the normalcy and the swing of things.
We're like, in it, I feel like. What do you think? What do you feel like?
Oh, it's official. It's here.
I put on a red lip. I'm like,
yeah.
Our lips are exposed.
I'm just really ready.
So
you know? Go
get these lips.
I'm feeling it. Ooh, y'all, let me tell you something else. I went to Target yesterday before heading out to the park. And I walked up without my mask, and you know, sometimes they be having security in the front, and I'm like, are masks optional here or not? And he's like, it's optional. I was like, perfect. You know, I hit the dough with none. No. I said, free my face.
Free.
Free my face. I'm like, y'all better get on board. Y'all, it's optional. I'm like, it's optional in here. Take it off.
Yeah.
So I'm just ready for, you know, I'm just ready. I feel like we're overdue.
After summer is my favorite season. I cannot believe that my birthday is in 2 damn months.
It's coming. I can't believe that I'm feeling a little sick. I'm like,
Should have had that mask on.
No. I think it was the change of the weather.
Should have had that mask
on. It's not. I'm like, dang, my body ain't been used to. No, it is. I don't know what it is. I just got to get on my oregano oil and come back because the streets ain't keep. I'm not staying in the house.
I never stopped taking my zinc and I never stopped taking my vitamin D. Okay. And I hope that keeps me shielded.
I need to tap in.
I never stopped taking it. I've been taking it faithfully every day.
I need to tap in and tap back
into keeping the immune system up.
Fortified.
Yeah.
Because ain't nothing keeping me in the house. I'm going to have some Bix, some vitamins, and in the streets. Ass clapping, okay? Rubbing it on. Some tussing.
Not rubbing it on.
I'm going to have all my shit in a little bag. And, man, ass
and it's
moving.
Just so funny, like when you're out and you see people, like last weekend when we went to the Walk Good anniversary function, and I was talking to this guy, and the first thing he said, he was like, you know, this is my first time out. It just feels so good. I'm like, is this how we're going to intro convos now? Like,
probably. Yeah, ooh,
I'm out and it's feeling good.
Yeah, probably. How you feeling?
Have you been out?
Yeah.
Just running our goddamn mouths. So happy to be out and about.
Yeah. This weekend, I feel like there's going to be more shit to do. I'm just ready. I'm glad that we're back into our getting into our old selves. We're back. Yeah. We're turning. Because for a minute, I said, now, damn, what? I'm feeling kind of boring. Like,
the summer, you know? Just started. Well, the summer didn't even start, though. But
I know, but events, I was like,
The thing is, LA wasn't even open yet. But now that it's open, people can actually have their events without
any issues.
There's and without so many being places judged. I want to go to the district at GS. That's where we should go with No, not like the GS. There's a new one on Crenshaw.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm not in the GS lounge.
And I heard their food is really good, and I feel like that'll be a good hangout to go with, like, CeCe and Jack.
Oh, yeah,
you know, maybe. A little family and family day out.
Yeah.
Taking it outside of the home.
GS lounge. I'm like,
bitch, please,
not going
never.
There. Okay. Okay, that sounds like something we could do.
Yeah, district at GS.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll run it by them.
Yeah.
So, what we need you to run by us are your ratings and reviews.
For real.
Super important. If you've already done so, then do it again or you're off the hook. But your ratings and reviews are very important to our show. It helps our show gain visibility. It helps people realize that this is where they want to be.
Yeah.
So just take a few moments and leave a rating and review. We love you for it.
Can't stress enough how important it is. We have a goal of 2,000 that we are trying to reach by the end of this year. We are currently at 1,732. So we need about 270 of y'all, 68 of y'all,
something like that,
to get y'all asses over here and rate and review. It's go time. So let's highlight our review of the week. This comes from Key Raw. She says, baddies with wisdom. I like it.
Yeah, tagline.
I've started listening to this podcast from the beginning and still haven't caught up. Currently binging. I'm pretty lazy and hate doing reviews, but I feel guilty every episode when I don't because they're so worthy. Pause.
She recognizes importance.
Yes, we are worthy. Yeah. So even if you're lazy and you don't normally do this, now's the time to change.
Yeah.
Back. Go. Play. I love the realness. The vibes are so authentic and the wisdom is very eye-opening. They both have a sense of humor that's unmatched. I find myself chuckling just about every episode. So if you're looking for a good Kiki and some gems, I definitely recommend. You girls are doing amazing. Stay raw and real. Truly love it here, Key.
If it's one thing we're going to do is stay raw and real.
Period.
So
R&R.
Yeah, thanks so much
that's
for leaving your rating.
That's what we're doing.
And your review, we really appreciate it.
So, also, what we appreciate and love and need.
Need. Heavy on the need.
Heavy on the need. It's for you all to support us over on Patreon. So, yeah. Patreon is an extension of this podcast where we give you additional episodes like the ones here. But even better, because I feel like the people on Patreon, they know us better because we just be telling some of our business. You can get playlists, journal prompts, audio affirmations,
visual affirmations,
videos, all the things over on Patreon. So we have four tiers actually. Pick your pleasure and support the homegirls.
Yes,
let's shout out our patrons.
Let's get it.
For this week, we have Nicole.
Hey Nicole, welcome.
We have Shun.
Hey Shun.
We have Empress.
Hey, Empress. Okay. Royalty. Royalty, royalty.
And we also had a mommy who upgraded to a bestie. Her name is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. Thank you so much. We really appreciate y'all.
Y'all
are keeping the lights on, baby.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
That's why the lights are on and the mic's on at this point.
Yeah.
Because once Patreon leaves, mic's off.
Yes. So.
Last week.
Okay. Because we already did the new week, new tea. Coupled with our weekend, it was basically the same. We wanted to talk about Juneteenth, but we kind of already did.
Yeah, there's not really any new tea except for I hear the girls are trying to cancel Cater to You, and y'all need to stop. That song is a classic. I know we're empowered women and all the good shit, but just
get over it.
Get over it.
Stop making a thing out of a thing.
Please.
So, last week's episode, we're in our Hot Girl Summer series, y'all. Part three was all about personal style. We want to know what y'all are wearing. We chatted about what we're wearing, what we ain't wearing, what we want to wear.
Right.
All the things. And personal style is really important when it comes to building our confidence and feeling our best now that we're back out into the streets. So if you are a girl, first off, if you are a mommy with great personal style, slide in our DMs and let us know what you're wearing and what's the hot shit to look out for. If you are still struggling on this boat like us, then tap into last week's episode to get, you know, the rundown on personal style, maybe some tips, things like that.
One of our OG homegirls, Taylor, she says she's been tapping in, flipping looks with accessories. And I think that's
something. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I think that's something that we can take more advantage of because you can pick up accessories.
A little easier.
And flip a look, some cute sunglasses, mm-hmm. cute bags.
Yeah. On Saturday, you were looking very
I had on my sunglasses.
You had on a lip, which really speaks to the importance of highlighting and, you know, makeup and picking a little statement piece, whatever it is, if it's going to be a look, an eye, an earring, whatever.
We're doing nails.
Yeah.
We're getting designs on our nails.
Yeah. So Brittany was
really stepping out this summer, okay? We've been locked up for too long.
Unleash yourselves. So yeah, last week's episode was really good. If you haven't already, tap in.
Yeah, it was good. It was a goodie.
Yeah.
And also, we want to remind you all to send your hot girl summer tales.
Oh, yes.
Because we're going to be talking about our hot girl summer tales, but we need y'all's too.
Yeah, we can't be alone.
We can't be alone. So we want to hear about the freaky things you've done.
Yes.
The hot things you've done.
Yes.
And you can send them to us via email at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com, or you can DM us on Instagram, or you can go on our website and submit it there.
Yeah, I love it.
There's ways. Don't skip over that.
We need your stories, and we know some of y'all are out there doing freaky shit, so send it.
Even if you got a plan to be freaky, just send it.
Whoa.
You know,
the pressure.
Shit.
Plan to be freaky and send it in to us.
Let us review it.
Let us review it.
So speaking of being freaky.
Oh, yes. Perfect segue.
Speaking of being freaky, this week we have a special guest with us talking about all things freaky. This was such a fun conversation. I know y'all are going to enjoy it. Samaya of Sexual Essentials, who gives us the skills and the resources to create whatever it is our sexual side desires. Yeah. Sounds like gems are going to be dropped.
Gems were definitely dropped. Y'all get ready. Hold on to your titties and your coochie lips because we're taking it there.
Yeah, all the way there. Let's get it. BGB gang, I need you all to the front of the room.
Center, get here now.
We're trying to get our hair and skin right for the summer. You know we're down to try anything that will strengthen our curls and help our skin glow. And we've been taking care of vitamins and we have loved the benefits so far. Let me tell you, I was on a little vacation and when I go spend the night, I definitely pack my little convenient care of vitamin packages in my whole bag.
And it's really easy to get started with Care Of. First, you just go to takecareof.com and do their holistic online quiz. This quiz is like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist. You'll be able to get personalized recommendations that address your wellness goals.
And Care Of's products are formulated with good-for-you clean ingredients. This stuff is backed by science, y'all. Your recommendations come in super cute, individually wrapped packets, like I told you, that are perfect for starting a new routine. Your Care Of subscription can be delivered to your door monthly, so you never have to worry about running out of your goods.
I love that. Hot Girl Summer, it's here. I'm not even going to say it's coming up. It's here. Okay. And we want to be the hottest.
Hottest.
So as the seasons change, we have to focus on refreshing ourselves. And what better way to do that than tapping in with Care Of?
For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code BRAVADO50. That's code BRAVADO50 for 50% off of your first order on takecareof.com.
Take care, y'all.
We are well into our Hot Girl Summer series, and some of our Hot Girl Summers are going to be freaky, period. Yeah. How about yours? Is yours going to be freaky?
It's going to be freaky, and I'm trying to freakier it up.
Make it freakier.
Make it freakier, okay?
Yeah, we're trying to make it spicy for the summer. Mm-hmm. So we have the perfect person here to speak with us, y'all. When I went on her Instagram, when I say my mind was blown, I'm like, oh, shit, okay, what the fuck? Please.
Yeah, so, you were sending posts. You're like, trying this out. I'm like, okay.
I have saved so many damn positions. It's crazy. So we have Samaya of Sexual Essentials with us. She is a sexual health and wellness expert who works to increase the knowledge, pleasures, and desires for amazing sexual experiences. This is what I need. And she also works to normalize sexual expression and self-pleasure, which I'm a fan of.
Yes.
A large fan of. Samaya, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good. So how are you?
It's feeling like a hot girl summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's You know what? Well, first of all, hey, y'all who listen to Hey.
Yes.
But you know what it's feeling real like? Like, I could do both. It's feeling like I could have a man and have Hot Girl Summer.
Mm.
And I think that's different. I think that a lot of us are really opening up to the fact that we have, like, I guess the word is, like, duality.
Yes.
Like, you know, some double take shit. We got two sides.
Yes.
I can be, me being a hot girl ain't got shit to do with me having a man. That's something I'm doing for my goddamn self.
Period. Talk about it.
We're doing hot girl shit and our boo-boos are picking us up.
Yeah.
That's the type of energy.
Or I'm looking for a boo-boo that will pick me up next time.
Yes. You know it's popping.
Me being a thot ain't got nothing to do with how I feel about you. And me being a thot don't mean it. Actually, never mind. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. We're definitely getting picked up by our niggas after.
That's what
we're
I like.
We're just doing the hot girl stuff during the day and taking some of our little hot girl tendencies.
To the bedroom.
Yes. So, Samaya, tell our listeners about you, who you are. We gave a little brief intro, but you do so many things. Let them know who the fuck you are.
I be sucking dick. No. So. Hey, y'all. Hey. My name is Samaya, and I'm the owner of Sexual Essentials. And Sexual Essentials is a company that was made to educate people, hands-on educating, to help them create the sex life that they want.
Mm-hmm.
So I know some things sound really twisty. This is not twisty. This is exactly what I'm telling you. I created hands-on classes for you to figure out how to do what you want to do in the bedroom. Because a lot of times the things we want to do, they're kind of stuck in imagination mode. They're stuck in daydream mode. They're stuck in I don't want to be judged mode, right? Mm-hmm. We don't really know how to present, communicate, or actually do. Even if someone told us, yes, sometimes we don't even know what the fuck to do. Like,
yeah.
Somebody was like, oh, yeah, you could do this to me. We don't know how to do it.
Right.
So, shit gets dangerous, you know? So, you know, I really do help people create the sex life they want because I want people to stop faking orgasms.
Mm.
And I know that that's, like, a really hot topic, but nobody actually teaches you how to communicate. Mm. They teach you how to try to fix the orgasm issue instead. But you can't even fix the orgasm issue without actually telling the person, hey, I've actually never had an orgasm with you, or I actually fake it sometimes.
Ooh. And, you know, we be trying to be
serious because you're, and it doesn't work because if you're coming, they don't see the issue. And that goes for men and women. There are men out there that are like, you know, and of course, every relationship is not heterosexual, but I'm just giving random examples.
Right.
There are so many men out there that are in love and so unsatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, every time they bring up not being satisfied, it's like, well, I had a baby and I did this and I did that. And we're not saying those things aren't true, but guess what? We're going to cater to helping him sort through that and help you sort through that. Yeah. Right? Nobody's issue is bigger than the other. Let's all just work on the sexual essentials, you know? So I help people create the sex life that they want. They have to be able to say what's missing, though. If you can't say it and you just want me to give tips and all these things, like, it's not going to work. We got to be honest, you know? So that's what I do. I help people have their first, oh my gosh, I've helped thousands of people have their first orgasm.
Well, damn.
Their first time having multiple orgasms.
That's the name of my game.
I've helped so many people try to figure out how to open up their relationship or like have a threesome or, you know what I mean? But all these things coming from a real sexual place, not like a, okay, yeah, my titties need to be a real place. Are we recording?
Fix the girls. Fix the girls.
I'm a real person. And guess what?
You are.
So what's up?
We love that. We love that about you.
They sag, but guess what? I'm still where this house is at because guess what? It's my hot girl summer.
Exactly. So I have a question. Yes. Samaya, how exactly did you get into this work? Were you dissatisfied or just, you know, interested in pleasure? Like, what exactly triggered you to say, this is the business for me, and I'm going to also help other women or people find pleasure?
I'm hollering. She say, bitch, was your shit wet?
What?
That's real. That's real, because a lot of people actually don't say those words. They're like, so how did you get started? They really be wanting to say, bitch, was it bad?
Was it?
You know, that's real. That's real. Actually, I was having good sex. Mm. I've actually almost always had good sex. I've had bad sex before, but after I had bad sex, I was like, oh, okay, I'm good. Like,
yeah.
You know, I got started in this because after I had my child, now that I'm having more mommy conversations, I was meeting so many mothers that did not have an orgasm when they got pregnant. So now they're three sizes bigger. They got stretch marks. So
shit.
You know, their figure, they got, you know, they coochies tore. They had to get stitches. That was a bitch on Twitter that said she lost her goddamn teeth. Bitch.
Yeah.
That was people that were going through shit, right?
Mm-mm.
And they didn't even catch a nut.
Yeah.
They didn't even have an orgasm when they got pregnant.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, at this point, I'm putting all these miles on my pussy for what?
Yeah. I refuse to have sex with a person. And I know pleasure is not just restrictive to an orgasm, but I refuse to lay down with you multiple time after time and there's nothing happening. I just refuse.
And it's not even pleasurable. See, the thing is, orgasm isn't even always the goal, but most times a lot of women are kind of laying there waiting for it to be over. They are not even pleasured, technically. We love them and we're glad they're touching us. Or either, like, I saw a tweet that said, well, sometimes when you lay with people, it's the only good type of affection they're giving you.
Mm.
And so that feels good. And I was like, well, damn, bitch, snatch my wig. I mean, and I got locks, but whatever.
Yeah, just snatch them. Take them off.
So, you know, I was like, okay, this is really real. And it didn't hit me. I just assumed everybody was fucking with the person more than once because they were catching nuts. And I realized they weren't. They were actually with people. And I'm like, damn, I've actually always been kind of vocal. And so for me, it was like, okay, I'm the person that has no shame. So after I went through all this childbirth stuff, I was just happy that I had caught a nut when I conceived.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, all these women haven't. I got to do my part to stay in the rainforest. I got to tell everybody. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I gotta make her pussy pop.
Like, right.
I was just trying. And then I thought about like all the people that weren't happy after they had a baby. And a lot of that is men, right? There are a lot of women who have accepted their new sexuality, but there are so many men that are still so attracted to their girl despite, like loving on her tiger stripes. And loving on this and loving on that. And like, yo, you so sexy. Like all of that is just a figure that, hey, you had my baby, or like, I just still love you, period. Yeah, and women can't even accept it because they're not getting pleasure and have never spoken about it. And now he's not getting pleasure. And so then he go cheat. Like, I tell people all the time, I think that a lot of cheaters, like some cheaters are just dog-ass cheaters.
They don't give a fuck. Period.
But there are some cheaters that are fucking in love, but they have needs, and everybody acts like sexual needs are not, like real. Everybody be like, sex ain't everything. Sex ain't everything until it is.
Right.
You're getting it. You're not, you know what I mean? Like, sex ain't everything, but having great sex is everything. Because when you're having it, you're like in it. And like, if I devote like my life and spend it with you and we share like a child, like I deserve certain needs to be met. And the fact that like we're skipping over an entire need, mm-hmm. now we saying like sex ain't everything. Oh, okay. So I wanted to help like relationships stay together because so many people, you know, are not satisfied. Mm-hmm. And that just goes on both ends of the spectrum. This is not a man bashing place. This is not a woman bashing place. It's a, I'm going to serve y'all up the real tea for anybody that wants to fucking order a cup. Okay, so.
Yeah, we have it here.
Period.
Starbucks, if you will. So, like, what's the difference between a sex educator and an intimacy coordinator?
So, a sexual educator is kind of like just teaching those who want to learn, right? And then an intimacy coordinator is movies, TV shows, like people that are trying to create a plot of some sort or make an event and they're trying to get research on how to make this realistic, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, let me call in an expert to make this realistic. You ever seen a show where the sex scene was bad as fuck? Like, damn, I thought I was going to come to this shit, but I guess I just watched the motherfucking show. Like, you know? And then you watch some shows like She's Gotta Have It, and next thing you know, instead of masturbating to Pornhub, you fucking masturbating to her and all these different parts. Because they shit was just like, okay, yes. This visual is realistic. I can see myself there. Things like that. So it's like intimacy coordinator is coordinating things for whatever type of person, whether you got a music video or whatever, I can coordinate an intimate scene for you and say, hey, everybody needs to do this. And then a sexual educator is just say, hey, this is how I've learned to coordinate intimately.
Got it.
Got you.
Ooh, chow.
So.
Ooh, chow. Y'all got a drink.
Of tea.
We've been having.
I don't know why we're sipping tea. We need to be having drink.
You looking at her drink like, bitch.
But
it's empty, too.
Tea is empty. So with these conversations, like you said that you're naturally bold and direct. But what about the women who aren't? Like, what is your suggestion for the women who have a hard time being like, because that can be uncomfortable, right? Like letting somebody know that I'm not satisfied. So what are some tips or suggestions that you give to people who may find themselves struggling with letting their partner know that the thing ain't thanging?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not even the thing. Maybe it's what I'm doing with my thing ain't thinking. Like, but
yeah, like I'm having trouble. I got a yeast infection. I got this going on. Like, real life shit.
Girl. Yes. Because I had somebody who was running me down and
the revealing of I have a little bit of yeast.
Yeah, it's always embarrassing. You be like clutching
would
your curls.
Would you like to make a loaf of bread so we can benefit from? No?
I've had to tell a person I've had a yeast infection. Not right now. I have a yeast infection.
No, for real. Like, and I have those conversations. So what I've realized is that part had nothing to do with bold me. Mm. Bold me was me teaching people how to suck dick online. Mm. That was bold me. That was what was bold.
Right.
Being in situations where you love and care about people and you just need to be able to tell them the truth for you to get your betterment, that was something different.
Mm.
That had to do with choosing me. That had nothing to do with being bold, anything. I realized that so many of us choose others because we're trying to keep them and preserve them. And we like what we're in. And we don't want to hurt feelings. We don't want to be offensive. But we're just choosing to preserve the pain that's going to come inevitably. Because you're either going to be resentful or you're going to start getting grumpy. Or whatever, you have to choose you. Your only responsibility in life is to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
When you start taking care of everybody else, you're going to do a half-assed job because you don't know exactly what they feel all the time. And you're taking care of responsibilities that actually aren't yours. And now you're going to leave yourself open to not being the best you can be because you're not taking care of you first.
Mm-hmm.
I take care of me first and you take care of you first. And then we get together with what's left. Bitch, it's a motherfucking house party.
Period.
When I'm trying to take care of you and ain't nobody taking care of me.
Right.
Now I'm pissed. A bitch got an attitude. Yes. Don't let my period come. Ooh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Versus me actually picking ourselves is difficult. Mm-hmm. It's because it's like, I love being with you. I'm so infatuated. It's so new. It feels so great. But guess what? There are certain difficult things you have to do in relationships, such as have space, such as tell the truth, that are going to hurt for momentarily.
Yeah.
But in the long term, you're going to have so much connection, so much openness. I know you. Like, when you think about long-term couples, a lot of them are like, I know them like the back of my hand. You can't know anybody like the back of their hand if you don't tell them things you don't like. Mm-hmm. Because that's not knowing anybody like the back of their hand.
And now you're preaching.
A real connection with a person is like, you know what? Oh, my gosh. This didn't make you happy. Can you show me how to do that? It's like literally taking myself and stop personalizing every fucking thing.
Yeah.
And taking everything personal and saying, oh, you feel that way? Well, I was doing this. How someone else feels ain't got shit to do with you.
Period.
It really doesn't. Like, how we feel and how we act emotionally, those are two separate things. And so it's like, people think I'm just so bold, and this is, no, it's still difficult for me to tell my partner, hey, I actually don't like when you stick that part of the dick in my booty hole first, because, you know, like, we gotta, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever we gotta say. Yeah. Some people, shit, maybe, hey, babe, I've been faking orgasms with you our whole relationship, ain't gonna lie to you, I don't even know if I ever came. Yeah, I think shit. It's funny, but guess what? It's real nigga radio.
Right.
Yeah. What Period. Is the percentage of women who actually come?
At least. 60% that are faking it.
That are faking it, right.
Or not having an orgasm.
With men. No. If you have sex with women, the orgasm just bang, right. bang.
Actually, any same-sex relationships are doing way better than heterosexual, because there's a level of ego. When women and women are talking to each other, we understand each other. There's no ego because you're a woman and I'm a woman, mm-hmm. right? There is some level of ego, but it's like, oh, what they're saying, I actually understand because I felt that before.
Right.
But men and women don't actually trust each other, because we have so many things in media and this life that are putting us against each other that mm-hmm. aren't real, mm-hmm. but so many other situations that have been created to make us, you know, be at odds ends.
Yeah.
And so men and women don't actually trust each other. And it's been so much tit for tat for centuries that it's really difficult for people to open up. And also, like, when people are in, when someone is in, like, their taxi mode is what I call it, when their taxi light is on, they're ready to date, right? That's a moment, but you may not be ready to date. Now somebody get their feelings hurt, and guess what? Now they're taking it out on the next person they date because you simply weren't ready. Now they're like, oh, niggas do this and niggas do that. And really, as a generation, we are not really healing, recovering,
yeah,
and then moving on. We're dating other people to help cover up that pain.
Yeah.
Instead, so we're not really feeling it, assessing it, and understanding what went wrong. We're just looking for place fillers to fill that void. And so when we fill a void, we're not actually fixing the problem. And now we're putting that problem on everybody else that comes thereafter. But this is not, you know, a deep conversation. We're talking about sex and shit. So what's up?
We're talking about it all.
We talking about it all.
I didn't went all into it. I'm like, bitch, you said.
No, I love that. I love that. You know what?
Sexual essentials is about not just the sex. It's about the essentials of making good sex. And most of the time, sex ain't got shit to do with sex. Teach somebody how to have sex like that. But connecting and having chemistry and really feeling seen, making my pussy feel seen when you're just talking to me.
The pussy needs to be seen. Pussy needs to be seen.
It needs to be. Okay. Then I'm like, hey, did you see her?
Yeah.
Did you see her?
You don't have to ask. You'll know.
You will know. Okay. That thing will be thanging.
We're talking about everything. These some good questions. I saw these hoes for y'all. This shit good.
So what I want to know is, well, actually, first off, kudos, because you are very bold. You're so well-spoken. You're like, you have, the duality is there, right? There's the depth, and then there's also, you know, and then there's also this side of you. There's this side of you that's like fiery and sensual and sexual. So because there's such a negative connotation around sex, right? There's two things. Because we're not comfortable with it with ourselves, therefore we're not comfortable talking about sex, people create this stigma around sexual topics, people who are sexually liberated, especially on the internet, right? So because all of your work mainly is on the internet and being this vocal, bright person who's talking about sex open, how did you deal with the stigma or the backlash, or is there any backlash with being this person online?
There's absolutely backlash. There's a divorce and there's backlash behind it.
Damn.
So, no. It's not terrible, though. It's not terrible. It's choosing a life of sexual fulfillment and personal fulfillment means that you will lose some people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes after you already entered a life contract with them.
Mm.
But what I realize is that the resentment, the things that my child sees, everybody gonna fuck up their kid in some way, form, fashion. Like every kid gonna need therapy because mm-hmm. we don't know what we're doing, and right. some things may affect someone's emotions differently, right?
For sure.
All I know is I need my child to see me my happiest self, and then whatever my best self did that may have hurt his feelings or whatever, let's deal with that.
Yeah.
But could you imagine staying in something and you're not? That's not your truth. Or people telling you, like, oh, your pussy was on this and your pussy was on that. Like, my pussy ain't on shit, to be honest. But
right.
I have played with other people's pussy on the internet. Not porn, but I do demos. I do educational demos where I get volunteers and I show people how to do, like, my Patreon videos.
Yeah.
I have videos of me actually doing certain classes on actual people.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got to them ones yet. But I will.
No, just DM me. I'm gonna let you know about that information.
Yeah, period. So send them
Patreon
to us.
Lit. For $15, it's you get lit. A lot more than your eyebrows waxed.
It's
okay?
lit.
I get my eyebrows waxed for $15.
Period.
It's over 140 videos on that whole. Okay?
Yeah, a lot.
It's a lot, and ultimately, yes, I do get backlash. Like, oh, you doing this and you teaching people this. First of all, my block button works well. Second of all, these hands ain't never missed.
Period.
But can you beat my ass?
Right.
We love to take it there.
It gets me through so many issues, but can you beat my ass?
Right. We love to say that.
And if you can beat my ass, bitch, it's always a big burly bitch behind me that you ask you can't beat.
Right.
Because the bitches who ask I can't beat, I just get friends with them. And
right.
The gang.
Right. Come on, girl.
I'm with the gang. I'm with the mob. Fuck is you thinking?
That gets me through a lot of issues of my life. I ain't gonna lie to you. So most things don't even hit, you know, the fan.
Yeah.
But no. For real, is this like, you can't shame me about anything I've acknowledged. People are like, oh, you be sucking dick on the internet. Yeah, and I've actually saved a lot of marriages because there are so many women who were told they're not allowed to do this and do that. And so I teach them how to suck dick and they stay in their marriage. And they're like,
bitch.
Yeah, because bitch, I got time.
Right.
I got time. And guess what? You're in debt. It's not like I'm sucking dick on the internet and making $100.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, oh my gosh, I'm gonna wipe my tears with my
money
tickets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just I honestly don't give a fuck. Cause people gonna talk about me when I thought I was lying for a good cause, people talked about me.
Mm.
When I did things to help other people, people talked about me. When I was depriving myself, people talked about me. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, are you gonna beat my ass?
Right.
Goes back
at the end of the day. That's what shit just got down to. And it's just like, or am I scared of them? Am I scared of what they said to me? And I'm not gonna say like going viral is not scary.
It is
because like so many people misinterpret the things that you say. But at the end of the day, some people are out to do that. And when you just realize, bitch, I'm not made for every room.
Period. Period.
This is not, you know, gas station toilet paper around here, baby. This is, you know, double ply around here.
That's
this
Charmin.
Is double ply material, okay?
That's Charmin.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little bear singing. Like, this is something different. And if that's not what you want for your life, then bitch.
Then go. Yeah. What are you here for?
I just realized I don't care. And when we put ourselves out there on social media, what we're opening ourselves up to is caring about what people think.
That's
if
the gospel.
What I think, I will block you in 3 seconds. But when I take my trigger finger so fucking fast, both of them, because the bitch is lit.
Yes.
I, I don't play these games. When I tell you, I don't play the radio. I got a child. This is not for fake. Right. I'm doing the Lord's work.
You are.
I'm doing my part. I am.
You really are.
I'm doing my part to say the rain. I'm doing my part to say the rainforest. If that don't work for you, bitch, you're blocked. If you have anything else to say, like.
Yeah. And that's honestly, the thing. You know what? That's what I think we have to realize. Because when I see your work, so the first time that I seen you was through Good Moms, Bad Choices, Erica and Mila. And
love those girls.
YCs, I love y'all. I just want y'all to know. I'm just really going to take y'all on a date real soon. I know I've been slacking, but if y'all could please not divorce me, if you just give me a chance.
Give them a chance. Love them. And you did their live show, right? You did a demo. And I be using that trick that you... I be using that trick. I be yawning. I'm like, okay, and I got it.
Yeah.
We're going to shameless plug, though. That deep throat video is on Patreon, y'all. If y'all don't
remember. Tap in, and it works. It does.
Tap in, ho.
Exactly. But when I like...
You know, there was a moment when I realized, girl, you need to get serious about your finances. I was looking at my credit score after getting denied for an apartment, and I thought, okay, it's time for me to make some real changes. Whether it's saving for a big purchase or tackling debt, we all have had that point where we know it's time to make some serious money moves. And that's where Chime can help. With the Chime checking account, you can access features like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, and even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about how frustrating it is when an unexpected expense causes you to overdraft your account. Those fees can add up fast, but with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees through SpotMe. And here's something special. Chime is all about community. You can even boost a friend's SpotMe limit, and they can do the same for you when you need it. Imagine joining millions of Chime members who are working on their financial progress with no monthly fees, access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, and the ability to get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. It's financial progress with the peace of mind. Here's how it works. Once you set up direct deposit with Chime and have a qualifying deposit of $200 or more, you'll get notified to enroll in SpotMe. When you need it, Chime will spot you up to $200 and your next deposit will cover the balance. The best part, there are no fees or interest. So make your fall finances a little greener by working towards your financial goals with Chime. You can open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. To me, Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC, SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed Black creatives. I mean, only 7.3% of American fashion designers are Black. So McDonald's is pairing 5 rising Black designers with 5 fashion insiders for career-changing mentorships and the access they deserve. Because we can do better than 7.3. Together, we can change the face of fashion. Follow their journey on Instagram at WeAreGolden.
Statistics sourced from Zipia.com as of 2021.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Watched your content and stuff. I wasn't like, oh my God, this, look at what she doing. I'm thinking like, this is educational. This is helping somebody. And a lot of times people think
shit,
that
it's helping us.
Right. But people think that education looks one way, you know, or like certain things you can't be educated about, like sex or, you know, things that are outside of the box or not as, I don't even want to say acceptable, but you know, we keep sex hush, hush, low, low.
Different.
You know, yeah, we keep that under low key. But when we have somebody like you who's talking about it, open, honest, it's like that's what we need so that we can stop being so shameful about sex, mm-hmm. and not being able to deal with our trauma. Maybe that might be around sex so we can actually experience that's pleasure. Right. You know, so I just commend you for doing what you do and doing the Lord's work because it looks different for everybody. You know, you got to do your part.
Right.
But it ain't going to look like, nigga. Exactly. Yeah. It looks different for everybody. So I want to say thank you for doing what you're doing because you're helping not just people in marriages and saving people from getting divorced, but the regular homegirls like us.
Who are fucking. The thing period. Is.
Girl, I thought you were going to say the regular hoes that's fucking.
We are doing that. We are. Period. The hoes that's fucking.
The thing is, we're all having sex.
We are.
So we need to be having enjoyable sex. And sometimes that takes.
You're worried about what it's going to be like when you do.
Mm. Yeah.
Tap in.
And we need to be living full lives instead of just getting our shit pounded and then being like, and the thing is, if we don't have tools like this, you would think that this is what you're doing is all that sex is. And you'll never experience true pleasure, which is fucking miserable. Like, it's miserable and it's also.
It actually is kind of miserable because
it is.
Really like somebody getting pounded ain't terrible.
Yeah.
When you really kind of don't like somebody, you're like, oh my gosh. You sure this is consensual? Because at some point during the midst of this, it ain't no more. I'm good. You can just stop.
I hate it. I hate it here.
I'm fine. I withdraw.
Let me go ahead and pack my pussy up and go.
I ain't even got it on me.
Okay, put it in this bag. Okay, put in this to-go bag because it's time to pack the hoe up and go.
You know,
I appreciate that so much because there's so many people that don't accept what I have to say. And I don't give a fuck. But I will say that all of us are different.
Yeah.
And I think that some people are intimidated by certain things that people have. And I know that because I've been one of those people. I used to be very intimidated by people that had, after I had a baby, you know, that had certain bodies. And I was like, why she wearing it? This. And it was only because I wanted to wear it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And it's like, you know what, instead of like having an issue, is there any way that I can like just connect and just say, hey, I love what you have on and da 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 da. And most of those people have something to tell you to encourage you to wear it too.
Yes.
Right? Like it's not their fault their body looks that good, right? I think that with sex is the same way. People think like, oh, she fucking, she getting good sex. She just talking about this. It took so much work. Like, I'll teach you too.
Mm.
Don't knock it when that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want it too. You want to be able to be as free as me. Your free may look different than mine, but you wish that you were free about something.
Mm. Period. You know? The liberation.
And it is our job to be ourselves. It's nobody else's responsibility, you know? And yeah, when you meet a stupid hoe that's trying to intimidate you, be her ass and just move the fuck on. But don't blame all the other hoes for that shit. Like, we just trying to be thot girls out here.
Exactly.
Right? Like, everybody is not on that. And a lot of, you know what, the source of a lot of this shit is just therapy. A lot of people need therapy. Mm-hmm. You need to work through this and you're putting everything on everybody else.
Yeah.
When really that's what you want. Like, it's just sexual essentials is literally about the essentials of sex. And if you want great sex, you have to have a clear mind.
Mm.
That's
oh, God
really
damn.
The key.
And we know our minds be cloudy as hell.
You gotta know how to suck some dick and eat some pussy. Hang on.
Speaking of sucking dick, so you offer these workshops.
All right, let's get into it.
You offer these workshops.
They're like, I thought this was a juicy pie.
This is.
I heard it was some dick gonna be missing. What is it?
Here it is.
They're like, okay, we gotta tell them to fast forward. What minute is this? Tell them to fast forward.
Right.
Put it in the comments. Hey, if y'all wanna hear the juicy shit, fast forward a minute.
I gotta listen to the whole thing. We ain't giving y'all no time.
Listen to all of it.
Yeah.
Get this therapy
the gyms
first.
Are. So you have your two. Well, you have tons of classes, but two that stand out. All right, the how to suck a dick and the master riding class. These are two master classes, the how to ride and how to suck a dick.
I ain't going to lie to you. We're going to have a mini lesson right here.
Woo, that's what we was waiting on.
We about to have a lesson.
Come on.
So if you're on Patreon, you're seeing this.
I know they think I'm about to say something crazy, but I'm not. Mm. In sex, somebody could do something, and it's like, I don't want to be rude, and I don't want to correct them. But I promise you, you're not going to hurt nobody's feelings if they love and respect you. Mm. It is the mouth master class.
The mouth master.
And there is a dick riding 101 class.
There you go.
And there is a masturbation and squirting class.
We want to get into the squirting too.
Germany ain't gonna even be mad at me. She's gonna be like, oh, okay, thank you for correcting me. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
She cares about sucking his dick, masturbating, squirting, and riding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to let y'all know that is exactly how good sex works. Just right there, that is an example. Somebody may do something, and it's like, it's not wrong. I get what you're saying. But, oh, can we just switch it up like this?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is an example. But no, for real.
That is,
those
yeah.
are the essentials.
It's
those
the dick riding. Dick riding 101 and yeah, mouth masterclass.
Mouth masterclass. And these are getting trademarked. So we're going to use these names. Because
use them.
So what can one expect from those classes? Like, are you walking out a pro, super head? What's happening when we walk out of these classes?
These are the facts.
Facts.
These are the facts. So with the Mouth Master class, I always encourage everybody to get a dildo, right?
Mm.
Everybody's like, oh, can I use my man? Da, 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 da. Well, bitch, you've been faking with him or fucking up with him all the time. We need you to do something with a scratch.
Practice.
Please, can we just have a moment, bitch? We will let you go to your man in a second. Don't be one of them thirsty hoes that just can't do shit without a man.
Right. Oh,
can we take a moment?
Yeah, just separate.
In the class, I give you like at least four other things you can do with that dildo outside of that. Okay. Don't get me started. Y'all know on Patreon. Oh, y'all on Patreon. Make sure y'all watch the nudes and dirty talk video because I give you a whole bunch of shit to do with that dildo.
That's anyway, what I. Okay.
So,
First of all, I need a dildo. That's the first step.
I'm telling you, I like the one that I be suggesting on my website because it stick to shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, you could throw your ass back in the shower. You could take some good news. You can fuck yourself so you could send it to bae. Like,
ooh,
I'm
shut up.
Sitting y'all booties on these dresses and these countertops to send it. It's a bae. Bitch, get some movement. Can we get a jiffy? Can we get some movement? Okay. Can we
wait
get
a
video
second.
Action.
Imagine Ooh. Sending that. They'll be looking at their phone like this bitch done changed.
You trying to be the best bitch or another bitch?
Ooh.
Best for 100.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway. What was this? Okay. Oh, yeah. In the class. Yeah. But I always tell everybody get the dildo because I want you to practice with me, practice the way that we're actually trying to do it. When you bring a body into it, you're not going to do it to the same. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but in these classes, I give you different exercises. So like in the dick riding 101 class, I give you not only different exercises and movements to do to open up like your hip and your yoni, like activation. So like your yoni activation means, you know how like sometimes you're doing something sexual, but you don't feel the sexual energy in your pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it feels good. It doesn't feel bad. It kind of feels like a massage, right? But sex is not supposed to feel like a massage. It's supposed to feel like it's connecting to you. But we have so much trauma that's built up in our body parts. Like think about it. Your gynecologist touches you and you don't feel turned on because you've learned the appropriate place to be turned on and not turned on, right?
Right.
Mm. You know, mind you, when people touch your pussy, your pussy doesn't just like, oh, okay, this is okay and this is not. It takes some activation for it to feel like, okay, this is the moment to turn the fuck up.
Right.
So like dick riding classes have like five or six parts in them. It has different yoni activation movements. Movements that, to be perfectly honest, I did those. When I recorded those videos, I had the best sex of my motherfucking life. Like, ooh. I was creamy and wet and ejaculating. If I even went and sat on the dick. Like, I was like, hey, babe, you available? All right, let's do this. There was no kissing. There was no touch. That's not even my thing. Like, it was just like, hey, my pussy is ready. Are you?
Period.
You know, because of hip and yoni activation movements. There are different... A lot of us don't realize we have trauma, but guess what? When niggas walk past us in the club, guess what? He touch on you, you don't feel horny, do you?
No, right. I feel you irritated.
You have learned to have a boundary, right?
Yeah, to suppress.
So there are different, exactly. And so there are different movements you can do to just like encourage that movement so that way your pussy is like, oh, the green light is on. Because
okay, that's another class I need. At this point,
it's two of them. It's two of them on Patreon, boo.
Wow.
See, what the fuck? I need to get
it's
to-
four in total. What the fuck?
You mentioned squirting, and we were
wait,
actually.
Wait, we're not done with that.
Okay,
yet.
My bad.
Okay, let's get into
she
it.
She has more.
With the dick riding, we have a workout on there for you to also work the actual muscles you use when you're working out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people be like, oh, I work out all the time. Guess what? The workouts that you do when your ass at the gym, and the workouts you do in life, and the work and the muscles that you motherfucking use when you ride dick, bitch, them is two different things.
Right.
And a lot of y'all see me doing it and feel inspired and think that mean you gonna be able to do it. Bitch, if you don't fucking practice the shit I'm telling you to do,
right.
That is not how it works. I see you doing it. Feel you doing it. I know that this is right, so I'm gonna be able to do it too. No, bitch. If I watch an artist motherfucking paint, do that make me Van Gogh?
Period.
No. You gonna have to practice.
You gonna
practice,
have to practice.
Get in there.
And people be wanting me to sell them a motherfucking drink. I can't do that. And then, of course, I have me actually riding somebody as a demonstration.
Wow.
To show people how, not with a dick in me.
Oh, girl.
Looking like it's in me.
Oh.
There's no difference. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was riding the real.
My mind got blown. I'm like, ooh, you was blowing it like that.
I ain't gonna lie to you. You can't tell. I was in
jet like that.
Small clothing. I was in
jet like that. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. There was, there's definitely some videos on there of me giving you demonstrations on a person just to show you, bitch, I'm not just making this shit up and fucking on a fake air. Person, no, I was riding on a real person. You know, I'm a big girl, like,
cause you know they say that.
Some pounds, girl. I was riding the best dick when I was like 230 pounds. Boy, them bones got more weight to stretch when you got a little meat on them. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You know what?
I'm just trying to tell everybody. Like, I literally had a knee surgery. I literally was 230 pounds when I first even started these classes.
Wow.
And everybody like, oh, it's because you smile. Bitch, I'm still 200 pounds.
Period.
And you got knees like Megan.
Right. Working them things
out. I ain't even saying that. Baby got knee surgery. Okay? I show people how to actually do it in a different way, but people think they buy it and then they're going to change. Bitch, if you don't watch this shit and watch it twice and actually, oh, when you see a lot of people like, oh, I see what you did there that was different. Oh, I tried it. It didn't work. You tried it one time. You didn't work.
You got to keep. It's a practice. It's not a one hit a quitter. You don't just watch the little.
But for real, like really get the fuck out of my face. Stop.
So are you recommending that they practice on a dildo or on their partner or both?
Well, the mouth masterclass is on a dildo. I want you to stick to the mouth masterclass on a dildo first and then try it on a partner. Because when you get with a partner and their blood stop pumping and their shit seem like it's about to nut in your mouth, bitch, you're going to want the ego boost and you're just going to want to swallow.
Yeah.
But for the dick riding class, I teach you how to do that, like, just on a person or on a pillow anyway. So you don't have to use that for a dildo. And then there's the masturbation and squirting class where I just show you with, like, a coochie and a pulley. I just show you what to do and how to do it.
So is squirting something that can be learned? Like,
that was my question. Because, girl.
Yes.
Or is it
But
some...
also, a lot of people are. Okay. Y'all ready to talk about it? Y'all ready to talk about it?
We're ready.
Not the sink. Okay, I'm gonna take a sip.
Yeah, I wish I had something to say, but I don't shit.
All right,
but I'm ready to administer a drink with my squirting.
Ew, Brittany, what the okay, fuck, dog?
No, I love it. Get into it. You yourself.
Sippy cup.
Accept her.
She's been accepted. I just wasn't expecting, but I want the tea because
she's been accepted, but she wasn't.
Wasn't expecting. Accepted. Wasn't expecting.
It was accepted. Wasn't expected. Okay, this is the name of that episode. Can somebody write that down?
Yes, we got
accepted,
it.
Accepted. Wasn't expected. Right. No, that's not juicy enough.
No, we got something to be juicy. Like,
I'm ready to serve up this squirt drink. Okay, never
mind. We're squirting.
Okay, anyways. All right. The reason that I say a lot of people are trying to learn how to squirt. Wait, y'all asked me a question. I lied.
Is y'all everyone capable of learning how to squirt?
Okay, so let's talk about squirting. A lot of people say, oh, I want to learn how to squirt. But exactly what is squirt? Squirting is ejaculation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we even clear about the ways that women ejaculate? Women ejaculate in four different ways.
Oh.
Right? But everybody, exactly.
Teach us.
People are like
light bulb.
Teach us. Please. So everybody's like, oh, can you teach me how to squirt? So are you asking me to teach you how to squirt or are you asking me to teach you how to ejaculate?
It would be ejaculate.
So a lot of people, basically, ejaculation happens in different ways. Sometimes, like, think about a guy. Sometimes they nut a lot. Sometimes they nut a little. But do you really say, oh, how do I make them nut a lot? No. You know they nut it. You see the ejaculation. It's good, right?
Job's done.
Right. We're done here.
That's the other thing. Men can ejaculate and have an orgasm at the same time, right? That's usually the problem. When they ejaculate, they're also having an orgasm, so everything is over.
We're done, yeah.
Women can ejaculate without having an orgasm, so they can squirt on you, they can cream on you, which is another form of ejaculation, without even having an orgasm. And so everybody is hyping up, oh, can I make her squirt? Can I do this? Can I do that? And guess what? You're hyping up what her body can do, but what we're worried about is, does she have an orgasm? And guess what? She can squirt without having an orgasm because you can ejaculate without having an orgasm. I'm going to need y'all to run this back. I hope y'all not in the car with the kids in the morning.
Right.
I need y'all to run that back. Just solo,
right.
Let's just start over. All right. So let's get back into it one more time. So there are four different types of ejaculation. I have the video about those four types on my Patreon. Shameless motherfucking
plug. Exactly.
And so, yes, it's literally $15, you guys.
It's worth it.
And it's really worth it. And so there are four different types of ways that women can ejaculate. And so when women say, oh, I want to learn how to squirt, I'm trying to figure out, are you trying to learn how to ejaculate or are you trying to learn how to squirt? Because all women ejaculate and we have different preferences depending on when you're ovulating, depending on your period. So like when I'm near ovulation, I cream more.
Same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
looking
saying?
Looking creamier.
So inside of an Oreo.
It's looking creamy.
No yeast.
Same.
No yeast.
Mm-hmm. No yeast, just cream.
Yeah, okay. But sometimes I'll say that's even, you could be a little embarrassed, like, ooh, what's that little white? You know, like, oh, it's a little whiter, a little.
As long as it was only during the sex, I ain't embarrassed at all. I'm like, lick it off.
You know, I'm just like,
what the fuck can I do?
No, I know, but you know, once that thing gets it pulled out, you're like,
oh. I feel like they be real nervous, so whenever it cream like that, they be trying to like get you to lick it first. Bitch, I'll lick it. It tastes just fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm like, oh, hey.
So a lot of people are asking this question, and then I'd be like, oh, are you asking, can I teach you how to ejaculate? Or are you asking, can I teach you how to squirt? And that right there just stops the whole.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are we asking two different things type thing, right?
Yeah.
But squirting is one form of ejaculating. So if you're trying to specifically learn how to ejaculate, it's like, oh, teach me how to dance. And it's like, oh, you know how to dance. Because you may know how to Dougie. You may know how to crump. You may know how to dance with some jazz, whatever. But you may be like, oh, no, I want to learn how to tap dance.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Squirting is like tap dance. I want to know how to tap dance. But don't say you don't know how to dance because your body ejaculates regardless. Everybody just ejaculates in different ways.
Gotcha.
And so squirting is just a way that is more forceful. And so I just teach people how to create that force so they can get what they want.
So it can be force taught. Mm-hmm. It can be taught. Because sometimes
I teach people how to squirt.
You can't. And that and
teach
I'm
me
go,
how to squirt.
Teach me how to squirt. That's why I'm about to be on. I'm about to be on the Patreon video because that's one of those things where you're like, does that happen with everybody's body? Because some women can immediately tap in and it's like automatic. Like, oh, okay, yes, I could do it on command.
Absolutely.
And others, it's like, oh, that happened accidentally. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's the thing. So that's why I have master classes and that's why I have some Patreon classes. So my master classes are specifically for digging into exactly what you want to know how to do, because it takes multiple classes to teach you how to do it. Mm-hmm. So the master classes are like 5 classes and more, if not more, right? The Patreon is like, oh, these are different things you need to learn how to do as well that are multiple things. But if you're smart, you can watch all my Patreon videos and figure out how to squirt without taking my... So, like, my master classes, they're $100. Why? Because I teach those to celebrities. I go to private parties for those. I get booked, you know what I'm saying, for private events for those. That's totally different. My Patreon is a whole bunch of classes that I figured out how to teach a whole bunch of section shit in, like, 20 minutes or less.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
So, those are, like, much quicker. So, my Patreon is, like, 140 classes. Is like multiple orgasms, how to create a stronger orgasm, how to hold your nut, how to have orgasmic breathing. Like, I literally have figured out the thing and just taught that in that class. But guess what? You know how, like, somebody say, oh, I want to teach you how to drive. You say, oh, how to brake. How to brake don't matter if you didn't know how to turn the car on. Like, there are different steps of different things. And the Patreon is that. It's a puzzle.
Yeah.
You need to watch all the fucking videos.
Yeah.
That's the only difficulty. Versus the masterclass, I put every video that you need to have together, and they're different from the Patreon videos.
Right.
For you to be able to have to do this thing. So the the masterclasses are, hey, I'm going to give you everything you need to do this great.
To do this one thing. Right.
Exactly.
So with squirting, my question is, do you feel like it intensifies the orgasm? I know there's different types of ejaculation, but squirting specific? No? Okay. It's just for the show.
I think that it can. No, that's not true. Okay. It just means that everything and everything. Yeah, sometimes I can have my... Because that's the thing. Orgasms and ejaculation can happen separately for women. If that's the case, yes, sometimes they may happen at the same time, which means that not only did you have an orgasm, but you ejaculated. Beautiful. Perfect. But guess what? What about the times when you ejaculated, didn't have an orgasm? How did that make it better?
Because
if it ain't got an orgasm with it, I don't give a fuck what it spewed out. I don't give a damn if my coochie spit confetti.
Right.
I didn't come, bitch. I didn't come.
Right.
What are you talking about?
So that
I don't give a damn
just...
that it squirted.
Right.
So now I got to clean up a mess and I didn't catch a nut?
Yeah, it sounds like a dub.
I don't give a damn. Girl.
Got it. Okay, so it's not all it's cracked up to be. Because, you know, we
I'm
be...
not saying that. I'm saying that it's not the same. Like, some people like the... Think about it. Women have been faking nuts so long. Y'all have traumatized, and I say y'all, have traumatized men to believe that if something comes out the coochie, I did something.
Oh,
so
no.
Now they value any type of reciprocation from the pussy, because people have been faking orgasms for so long with nothing happening. Like, oh, well, if it talked back to me, if it spit this, if it did that...
I'm doing some.
I'm really in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now we're going after the wrong thing because they're so traumatized that they like, damn, did she fake? Did she not? Did she, you know what I'm saying? We built monsters by lying, you know?
Because their egos be so big, and it's like, if they really
and
knew.
Y'all faking these nuts, so I don't see why not.
Right. That's the thing.
It's time for the women to stand the fuck up and let them know you didn't do anything. But I can tell you how.
Or just letting them know, hey, let me tell you how.
Because yeah.
Yes.
Like, oh, will he be figuring out this? Okay, so that's what you're going to want in 30 years? Does that?
Not to figure out.
Okay, babe.
Well, Music Soul Child said, teach me how.
Teach me how to.
He said, teach me how to love.
He did. Teach me
so
how to fuck.
So now we can change it. Teach me how to
fuck. Teach me how to fuck.
That's what we want.
There we go.
Teach me how to fuck. Yeah.
So
clearly, women been loving just fine because they've been loving these niggas that ain't fucking them. So,
period.
Good.
And you know what? Thinking about teaching and learning, I think I was, or in bringing it around to masturbation, because that's a piece. I was like much older. I was much older when I got into like self-pleasure. I wasn't like masturbating or doing anything like that when I was much younger. I think I was maybe not even up until 25, 26, where I kind of got a little more comfortable, maybe even a little older.
No judgment. My eyes are just this open because I think I look better this way.
Even maybe like not even, maybe like last year or a year or two where I really got like into it and like, oh, okay, this is a thing. How do you, or what tips do you have for someone who is maybe fearful of self-pleasure or wants to get into masturbating? And, you know, what does that look like? What does that process look like?
Yeah. So a lot of us I have never explored it.
Explored it.
All right. You know what I mean.
You ain't did it.
Yeah.
So, and most of the time, it's either just we've never been raised on it, but think about it. Who has actually been in your corner to teach you about sex?
Yeah.
A lot of people have maybe been able to teach you about preventative mm-hmm. sex or STDs, but who has actually been in your corner to teach you about sex? So don't use nobody taught me as an excuse, because a lot of people have not taught you how to ride or how to suck dick.
Period. Either.
They just left us out here.
Look here. What I'm telling you is this. If you had a job, would you not look at your check stub? If somebody told you they were paying you a certain amount and you said, okay, would you never look at your check stub? Masturbating is like looking at your own check stub. Let me see exactly what they taking out. Let me see what the fuck they putting in. And baby, let's see what's spitting back to me.
Yeah.
Okay?
I love that.
Baby, is you looking at that pussy's check stub?
Yes. Right? Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people are not checking the receipts of their own pussy. You're just assuming that because someone put a dick in you, you came. Because there's so many people that are faking nuts and don't realize they're faking nuts because they've never had a real nut. If you're not sure, if you've never came, you haven't. Because it's just like taking a shit.
Relief.
If you had shit on yourself, baby, you would know.
Yeah.
You're shitty.
You're stinking.
You're shitting me.
Exactly.
You would know though, wouldn't you? If you had ever like passed a little fart and it was like, oh, hold on, I'ma just actually just
right.
I'm head out.
I'm gonna, you know, I'm be right back.
Yeah.
Cause I know something don't feel the way it feel different.
Mm-hmm.
If you caught a nut, baby, it would feel motherfucking different.
Okay? Right. And right.
So you don't just take what people give you without checking the motherfucking receipts. And you can give better directions when you've been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we get comfortable? Like, do you recommend vibrating?
Do you want to call him or not?
Okay, so you just got to get in that thing.
Commit.
Just start daddling.
Commit.
No, she had a good question, though. I heard you talking about a toy. Now we can talk about specifics. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You talking about how. I was like, bitch, do it.
Yeah. Like, you know, are we getting toys?
Don't sue us. Give my girls a sponsorship, okay? Black Girl Bravado for Nike. Let's do it. All right.
We'll take that. And we'll take the dildos, vibrators,
let's make it
too.
Into existence, okay?
Yeah.
Check. Toys. Clitoral stimulators are amazing. They're not too strong to the point where you develop a aggressive preference. Because being desensitized is full of shit. That's not real. You could just develop a preference. And then also, I like clitoral stimulators because the body wand does not necessarily give you space to feel what your pussy is going through. So like the clitoral stimulators are so light that you get to where you need to go. And you can actually feel like what the journey felt like as you were getting there. You know, like, oh wow, I felt this and my arm was twitching like when I was about to come and this. So now when you're actually having sex with a person, you know, oh,
my
wow,
neck's cocked to the side.
Yes, my neck cock. Oh shit, I know what's coming next. Like, you know? And like just there's space. But a lot of people are rushing their masturbation. They're trying to do it while the kids are doing this or the kids doing that or before so and so get home. And it's like you're not even being bold about needing to masturbate. So now you're in your head because you're trying to rush or trying to sneak. Now you're in your head and now you claim that the toy is bad when, bitch, your schedule is bad. So, but whatever.
Right.
You know.
Oh.
That's the champagne. I'm so sorry.
No, I love it. I love it.
So when you say the clitoral. When you say the clitoral stimulator, that's like the little bullet type vibe instead of the. The one that goes inside?
No, it has like a circle. Here, one second. Let me get it.
Oh, yes.
Because I have a Tracy's dog.
I love a Tracy's dog.
It's a G-spot and clitoral stimulator.
Ooh, what is that? That looked like a Clarisonic.
Elevator music when I was away?
Yeah, oh, there was.
Hold on. So wait, look. This is my toy drawer right there.
Ooh, yes. Love that.
It's time for me to get a drawer. I have one.
You
little
probably got some spicy ass sex happening over there.
Yeah,
girl, you gotta watch the video I'm gonna post tomorrow.
Oh, I'll watch it
on the Patreon.
We're gonna watch it.
I got my homegirl to do some sex position demos for me because I don't know if y'all saw those on there. I give like different demos and stuff you could try on.
Yeah,
she did some demos with this sex bench I got. She did a demo with a fucking machine that I got, and she did a demo with a riding saddle machine. And so it's like
a machine.
Sometimes you see these crazy machines. Yes, girl. Sometimes you see these say crazy machines like in pornos, and you think like, oh, that's just for porn. No, you can actually make it real life at home, for real, for real.
Because the positions you post on Instagram, like I said, I have several bookmarked. I'm like,
yeah,
this needs to be called the pregnant.
Oh, we did some of them too.
You need to. You need to name.
I promise you, I'm gonna get on my shit. I'm gonna do it tomorrow.
You need to change one of the names to one of them positions to the pregnant.
The pregnancy.
Oh.
It's happening. Show me that clitoral stimulator. It looked like a Clarisonic.
Yeah, let us see.
Girl, it looked like.
That's how she put it on there.
So there are different.
Oh, that's the suction.
There are two types on my website. They're made by the same brands. There's like a travel one, and then there's this one on my website, right? Mm-hmm. So for this one, you see like this hole, you turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
You turn on this hole, and it not only does this in the back of your clit, but it also like this part, these move like this.
Like a suction.
It's massaging. No, it's massaging, and it's like, poking it out of there.
Ooh.
And I really like these toys also because tongues can easily emulate what it's doing.
Mm.
So it's like tongues can do this, right?
Mm.
And tongues and mouths and
the lips,
you know,
yeah,
can do this too. So it's actually relatable.
I like that.
It's easy to, you know, I'm not saying it's easy to do for a long time.
I was gonna say it can be replicated.
It's great to have a toy that can do something when your mouth gets tired. You know what I mean? So yeah, but do they got something for the women that
can use on the men when our mouths get tired?
The pussy another pocket. Bitch. You said another bitch?
Oh, shit. Now,
I'm
sorry.
At this point, I got to work my jaw.
Actually, that's a lie. Hold on. That's a lie. Let me see.
She got something
it's
else.
It's probably the pocket.
The pocket pussy?
The pocket pussy. No,
well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But this one is really great because this one, I don't know if y'all can see it, but you see how it has these on the inside?
Ribbed. Wow.
They're soft.
Ridges.
They're soft. Yes, they're ridges. And if you put like some spit or some lube in there, it like really gives it a texture. And then if you
the
put
way you was moving that.
Girl, I'm like, I'm about to be shaking in my boots.
When you put your finger over this, though, it brings that suction of like when you suck it on a dick and it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like that. And so when you put your finger over it, so it's literally the closest toy to actually feel like a blowjob. So you can, I actually have a video, it's called Bedroom Tales on Patreon about when I use this on Bay.
Ooh.
Watch it.
I'll watch
I
that tonight.
We're going to be pulling that up.
Yeah.
How do you introduce toys into the bedroom?
Like, you just whip them out? You just whip them out? Do you be like, babe?
You just going to be mad?
No.
I ain't beating nobody ass.
No, just fine. Okay. Okay. That's not a good explanation. Okay.
Telling him, are you going to beat my ass? It's crazy. Like, because, you know, some men are a little like, ooh, you know.
No, for real, for they are.
Yeah.
Honestly, one, I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes it's about just correcting other things in your relationship because when you start bringing out these things, it'll make more sense. Right? Mm. Like, they won't be surprised because you always speak your mind, right?
Mm.
And then also just letting them know, like, I enjoy the sex with you, and I want to see what the fuck else we can create.
Ooh, I love introing it like that.
What else can we do? I'm not doing this in spite of you. I'm doing it because you're so great at what we do. Like, this would work, you know? I have videos about that type of communication on Patreon, too, because that's something that people are, you know,
afraid of.
Difficulty with, so, yeah.
Yeah,
ooh, I love that intro.
That I talk to people about, but yeah, like there's nothing to be scared of. If that person loves you, they do. And if anything, they may have some type of fear or insecurity or past issue. And if you guys can just pinpoint exactly what it is, let's just try to solve the issue at hand.
Yeah.
You know, the actual issue, not what you're feeling at the moment, and go from there. But if you're faking orgasms and then you're like, oh, use a toy, I wouldn't want to fuck you with a toy either because you're faking.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they're going to see. Fair. They're like, going to see that you're faking.
And then they want to give you the whole truth. You don't. You didn't want to do the real work first. You didn't want to even help me fix the fake orgasms, and then you made me feel insecure by bringing in a toy, but you didn't even tell me the truth. Mm-hmm. Versus, or you told me the truth, you saw I didn't accept the truth, and then you tried to bring in a toy versus breaking up with me, which you, that, it still don't match up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you told them the truth that they wouldn't make you come, and he was like, oh, well, I'm using a toy and they're not open to it, you should have broke up with them anyway, but yet you still try to make it work. And so what do you want from them? They're human.
Mm-hmm. Girl,
let's just be honest. Like, we be wanting shit from people that's unrealistic.
That's very true.
You didn't give them the struggle that really was required for y'all to make this work. Which is, it's going to be hard for you to tell the truth. Take that L. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
So, do you think that obtaining sexual liberation is a necessity before feeling comfortable with talking about sex with your partner? And if so, like, how can someone sexually liberate themselves?
I think that sometimes everything happens in different orders. There are so many people that have successful relationships that did things in order I would never do it. Mm-hmm. And they would probably have success and probably tell you, hey, don't do it this way, though.
Yeah.
Yes, we can do things the hard way or the easy way. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But liberation is about picking you. And it's not about sexual liberation. If you're not picking yourself in sexual liberation, you're probably not picking yourself in real life. I'm not teaching you to do something that I want you to do just in the bedroom. I'm teaching you sexual essentials. And the essentials of sex are for you to get your life right first.
Period.
Sex is the benefit afterwards. Like, using sex to fix problems won't work. And all of that. You have to work on you. And if you're a great person, you'll have great sex. I promise you.
Oh,
like, it really will work that way.
It all comes back to the self. Every time.
Don't be a selfish person that's like, oh, I'm a great person, but I don't want to tell them this. Does that really make you great that you actually led them on to think they were doing something correct and you weren't? Because imagine if you told your child that they were saving properly and you just put money in their bank account every time. How do you think that would really work out in their life?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
We're so scared to lose. But I promise you, if you were with the right person, you won't lose.
Period.
You're going to be gaining. You know what, boo-boo? You've dropped so many gems. You've been so real, so honest. You do what you do. Tell our girls.
I got one more question.
Oh, shit. Okay. Brittany's ready for this.
This is.
Come on, Brittany. Come on. She's loving it here.
Do you have any tips for the girls who want to, have hot girl summers and want to hook up? Like, maybe they're not looking to build with one person. Maybe they just want to be out here. And I feel like that might be a different type of set of tools in your tool bag. So do you have any tips or suggestions?
Absolutely. What do you want? Acknowledge what it is you want to feel.
First question.
If you can acknowledge what you want to feel, then you'll know if the person that you're talking to fits any of those categories.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying, you know what, hey, I want someone to, I always want to take me out to eat, right? Say you got other niggas you talking to, they do all the other things. But it's like, everybody else like home-cooked food, everybody like this, everybody like that. And you like, okay, what's the one thing I'm missing? I'm missing going out to eat.
Right.
If the new nigga that you trying to talk to don't like going out to eat, he don't fit your motherfucking needs. You just putting on baggage now. Now you got groceries in your refrigerator that's going to go to waste.
Right. Because
you done put this nigga on the roster.
Right. Yeah.
And he don't fit what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, stop being so fucking horny and just say no.
I need to be taking out to eat.
I really have a video on there that's about like not fucking people just because they're attractive.
Mm.
Be attracted.
Mm.
And on that note, my name is Samaya. I love you guys very much. Thank you for listening. Please find me on Instagram at
Yes
Essentials, all one word.
Yes. And please, y'all, join her Patreon, because like she said, over 140 videos, so many tips. All the tea that you gave us today is just
every week.
It's just a small little touch, a dose of what she's really offering.
Yeah, we've barely scratched the surface. There's so much.
Yes, girl. Thank you so much.
I feel like y'all gonna FaceTime it to me tomorrow. Like, girl, what's up? Let's talk about it. I really feel this spiritually because I've been trying to make like more girlfriends. So
yeah. You shouldn't have gave us your number, Samaya, because we will hop. Once we took
I love a good stalker every now and then. I love it.
That's us, girl.
Girl, you
that's
talking
us.
About Jamila and Erica, no, your wife. We gonna be pulling up wherever y'all at. Like
the polygamy. It's gonna be all of us.
This is my babies. So I'ma be there. I'm gonna hit y'all up so we can be there together.
Yes.
From St. Louis, so everybody is there.
Please, yes,
right there. Right there.
Okay, because we have chicken head all the way down today. Yeah. We gonna.
No, this is great. These are amazing questions. Like, these are, honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, okay, it was a full, like, when I tell you I had meetings all day, and then I got on here and I saw the questions, and I was like, these are different. Like, okay, they're asking like a different viewpoint. And I really appreciate that. And I'm not saying that like the other viewpoints are bad. It's just, it's refreshing. And so I'm very proud of you guys. And I really sent all of my energy to you all to go as high as y'all want to fucking go.
Thank
Make
you
a
so
choice,
much.
You guys. Make a choice and decide to go all the way.
All the way up.
And that's what we love to hear.
Is go all the way.
Yes.
Make a choice.
Received.
Yes. Samaya.
Samaya, you are our girl. Yes. You came and you did what needed to be done despite the obstacle of this technology. Is Mercury still in retrograde?
It is.
Mercury is in microbraid.
Exactly. Yes.
It's
microbraid, and that's what's happening.
This was beautiful. The champagne was working.
Yes.
I'm so glad we had the flexibility. I'm so excited. I'm going to. Y'all gonna text me after this to tell me who numbers who.
We'll send it to you.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm trying to be in LA with my wifey. And
yes.
Manifesting this life, okay?
Please.
Manifesting the life.
And you can put a face to a phone number. Brittany, Germany. Germany has the locks.
Oh, shit. I called you Germany early.
Yeah, but it's okay. They don't see. They didn't see that. They can't tell.
They don't give a damn.
I'm Germany.
I mean, y'all mess up. Y'all heard this realness? This is how you create a different sex life. This realness right here. We not going. Don't edit this out, y'all.
We not.
This is real.
Girl, this is real.
That's the thing. A lot of people, you guys, realize that the things you're saying are edited. You guys. Porn is edited. Podcasts are edited. Videos. Like, I literally have my tummy tuck scar and my pictures on my profile because guess what, bitch, I'm not edited. This is really what's here.
Okay? I love that.
It happened.
It is that way, and that's how you create. Just keep real people around you. And I promise y'all can do it. Just pick yourself. You deserve good sex, whether you're a man, a woman, whatever. You deserve satisfaction, fulfillment. I believe in you. And if you need a sex best friend, I am that.
Yes, she is.
Follow me on Instagram at Sexual Essentials, all one word. Just DM me. I literally respond to every single DM.
I love that for you.
Real ass bitch. Give a fuck about a nigga. And that's what it is. We love it. We definitely pulling up on y'all. You already know. Girl, you are a good girl. You are really a good girl.
We gotta get y'all on Patreon. We gotta have a little talk.
Yes,
we are on Patreon.
We are on Patreon, but your Patreon
is. We gotta get you on my Patreon as a guest.
Oh, yes.
Whatever we can do to support what you're doing, do not hesitate. You have our direct phone numbers. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Don't hesitate to FaceTime, to call, to text.
Hey, y'all free for a date? Let me take y'all out.
Yeah, we are here for you. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do, girl.
You're going to be seeing us in these master classes.
She's like, you gonna know it's me.
Yes.
What's up?
You gonna see us. Please don't hesitate to reach out. We're here to support you, girl.
We are. We're on here together. Right. Thank you so much, Samaya.
We love you. We'll be right back.